In just a couple of weeks, 14 artists and 3 scientists from 9 different countries are going to set off to explore the waters of the Arctic. They'll be aboard a 100-year-old 2-masted schooner. They'll start from a frozen archipelago midway between Norway and the North Pole, and then travel north collecting data and trying to make some art at sea. KCRW's Matt Holzman is packing his bags to go with them.
The Arctic, and that's the one north with the polar bears, not the penguins, it has to be like no other place on Earth.
You can look across at a beach and see something that you think is a hut, and yet when you get there, maybe it's a wooden crate, or vice versa, the other way around. It's very hard. There's nothing to scale things off against.
Dan Harvey and his wife and fellow artist Heather Ackroyd have already sailed the Arctic waters with groups of artists and scientists. That includes a voyage on the ship that will be my home for 2 weeks, the aptly named Noorderlicht, Northern Lights in Dutch.
The air is incredibly clean. I mean, a lot of us were almost experiencing a euphoria.
Heather and Dan told me truly amazing stories from the Arctic. But honestly, it's pretty hard to imagine. And everyone who's headed north with me seems prepared to be unprepared.
No one knows what's really going to happen there.
Osman Khan is an American artist who's done pieces made of discs of ice. He calls them polar bear life rafts.
And another project would be to sort of tether broken ice parts back onto the main ice shelf. We'll see. I'm now far more open to what might happen.
With the polar ice cap melting, we all have climate change somewhere in our consciousness. But the Farm Foundation, the small artists' residency program that organized this trip, didn't even mention global warming in their brochure. They didn't want to set any agenda. So when they host what they hope will be the first of many shows in Miami a month after we return, it's hard to know exactly what we'll see.
I know how I will start to do it and what tools I take with, but the actual happenings, I don't know.
Finnish artist Heini Aho works a lot with video, but she's from relatively warm southern Finland, so she's worried about her equipment in the cold.
Yeah, I have to be prepared with these old batteries, how to preserve them. Otherwise, you go outside and I don't know how to say it in English.
Janet Biggs is based in New York.
I wanted to choreograph a kayak ballet in Arctic waters.
She's already contacted a kayak team in Norway and will fly out early to work with them. But you know what they say, the best laid schemes of men, mice, and artists.
I had a kayak lesson today in the Hudson and realized, okay, I'm getting seasick in a kayak. This does not bode well for my sailing experience in the Arctic. I'm investing in Dramamine, Long Johns and Dramamine. That's where most of my grant money is going right now.
Even the veteran sailors going on this trip brought up seasickness, pun intended. It seems like everybody's worried about seasickness, including Canadian Sarah Ann Johnson.
I get motion sickness in a car. But wouldn't that be hilarious if I was super insanely sick the whole time and then I would just make art about that? Well, it wouldn't be funny while it was happening. 2 weeks after, then it would be funny.
Before she left on her first trip, Heather Ackroyd worried that it would be one long heave in every sense of the word. That's a quote. And part of her trip was exactly that. But her husband Dan just rolled with it, literally.
I did a series on the really rough crossing, just allowing this ball to be soaked in ink and roll across the paper so that the whole sort of motion of the ship did these drawings.
I asked Heather for her advice on how to make the trip successful, artistically, scientifically, and every other way. And she said, this is very deep, warm feet.
Really dry socks. The other thing is very good hand cream. It's very dry, so, you know, you want to make sure that your skin's very moisturized, Matt.
But for the group preparing for its voyage on the Noorderlicht, it's not dry hands or cold feet or throwing up or being eaten by polar bears that's the big concern. It's the other artists. Remember, there'll be 14 of them and their stuff on a 150-foot ship for 2 weeks. That's less than 10 feet per artist.
As long as there's no wanker, I don't see any real problem.
Ian Burns is an Australian artist who's apparently participated in one too many artist residencies over the years.
One wanker can certainly sour the bunch. I guess we could always walk the plank with someone.
The plank was mentioned by a full third of the artists I talked to for this story, but Arctic veteran Heather Ackroyd insists that neither the plank nor the lash nor the brig will be required for this trip.
What we actually found was an incredible bonding with the other people that we were with. I think there was a real deep kind of communion that went on, you know, and in spite of, you know, artists' reputation for being quite solitary creatures, we were all very bonded by that experience.
to me anyway, the Arctic sort of enters you a bit like a shard of ice, and it never thaws out once that's in there. It's something that I think it's life changing.
For Studio 360, I'm Matt Holzman on my way to the Arctic Circle.
And we'll get a full report from Matt after he returns from the voyage.